Google will host thousands of Android app developers this week at its annual conference, and there are rumors Google will unveil its own tablet computer to compete with Apple's iPad. NPR's Steve Henn has more.
Last week, Microsoft announced it was getting into the hardware business and unveiled the Surface, its new tablet computer. Carolina Malinese, who covers consumer devices at Gartner, says we're seeing a trend.
It points to the tight integration that software and hardware have in order to be successful.
For years, Bill Gates at Microsoft took a totally different view. He concentrated on selling just software. And in the late 80s and 90s, Microsoft nearly destroyed Apple this way. And when Google decided to compete against Apple in the smartphone business and create Android, it borrowed Microsoft's old strategy. Focus on software. But in tablets, this just isn't working.
They've been losing on tablets.
Andy Hargraves follows the mobile tech business at Pacific Crest Securities. He says Apple's iPad is so far out in front, it's getting harder for the competition to catch up. Apple sells close to 15 million iPads every 3 months.
So they can walk into component vendors and say, I'll take 15 million of your best parts. And none of Google's partners right now can match that kind of purchasing power. So it makes it really, really difficult for them to compete.
Apple gets the best parts at the best price. Now, building one Google-branded tablet may not change that, but it may be the company's best shot at creating a device that hits it big. Steve Henn, NPR News.